After the collapse of the World Trade Center, commentator Heather Fenby spent 2 weeks helping distribute the donations that poured in from all over the world. And she finds that this Thanksgiving, she has an especially long thank you list.
Dear Dr. Scholes, I'm not sure if in all the chaos anyone has remembered to thank you. You FedExed a truck of insoles to an unofficial group of civilian volunteers on the West Side Highway just because we called and told you the rescue workers needed them. That took a lot of faith in us, a bunch of strangers with no address, and you didn't ask for a tax break or a receipt or a sponsorship banner. It was nice of the FedEx people, too. I think they bent all their rules to make the delivery. They even walked over to see if we could use a bunch of donations that people had sent with no directions except to the disaster. The Boys and Girls Club of St. Paul's Church in that small town in Wisconsin. You made care boxes for the workers with first aid stuff and toiletries. Things were really hectic. Your gifts got here so fast. We gave them all to the men and women going into the World Trade site. One guy came over for some aspirin, all muddy, and pulled something out of his back pocket. "Look what I got," he said. "This little girl wrote me a letter. I'm gonna write back." He was on his way downtown for another shift, and maybe it got lost in the mud or the laundry, and he never got the chance to write back. But I want you to know how much he enjoyed getting it, and tell you thank you. The things you sent didn't always get used the way you imagined. Homeless guys worked very hard, doing heavy lifting and trash removal. We had boxes and boxes of toothbrushes, deodorant, and soap, and we sent some to the shelter. I didn't think you'd mind. The Mother Teresa nuns who were making sandwiches and snack packs asked if they could take a few of the bags of used clothing for their AIDS program here. So the clothing found a worthy home. Thank you. The EMTs and metal workers who traveled to help out at Ground Zero only to be told there were too many volunteers. Maybe you ended up like the guy from Tennessee I met, who paid for a hotel for a week to stand at the edge of the highway and hand out boots and flashlights. Thank you. And maybe you felt helpless, but you took the kids swimming, even though you didn't feel like it. Loaned a stranger your cell phone. Helped a friend find her lost cat, or opened an extra checkout lane in your store so people had less stress. All of those local kindnesses helped us here. We could feel them. And the neighbors who keep the flowers fresh at all the memorials. The Tibetan monks who chanted to ease the souls on their journeys. The local stores who donated markers, poster board, tape, all the surprisingly mundane supplies a disaster requires. The people who made sure the pets of victims were walked and fed. And whoever sent that amazing lasagna a la Supply Depot volunteers devoured. Thank you. Amid the hundreds of colorful cards and gifts from all over the world decorating the Great Jones Street Firehouse is a simple typewritten letter. It's from a neighbor, a guy who lives on Mott Street, and he wrote, "I am so sorry. I wish with all my heart there was something I could do. And I want to tell him that there was. And he did. And thank you."
Heather Fenby is a performance artist in Lower Manhattan.